The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on April the 27th. It's a Wednesday, and it's going to be a great day today. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming on KCNR1460.com and also our chat room. Just go to our website at KCNR1460.com. You can click on Listen Now, and you automatically join the chat room. We don't take things like your name and your address, any phone numbers, bank account numbers. You don't have to identify yourself with the scars you've had throughout your life. You can just jump in. Only thing you have to do is be civil. And speaking of being civil, here's Bad Bob.
Good morning, sir.
Bad Bob, it's time, Linda, for us to ring the bell.
No, that's not David Harris.
That's the opening to the game.
Let's sell it. Here's what that is. This is, as you know, we've been talking about it, is we've progressed with our station with the support of our community and everybody out there. We've started putting in brand new equipment. We started off with good equipment, but it was slightly older than Bad Bob. And this week, in the last 2 weeks, we've been putting in new satellite receivers. And today is the introduction of our new board.
Console.
Our new console, which is brand new. And that Bad Bob's been working on for about the last 3 or 4 days to get all wired and get in here.
I mean, major hours.
We're talking major hours, a trough for all the wires. Everything's cleaned up back here, and I wonder if it's working.
So we're going to be doing some adjustments here, you know, just bear with us. But, you know, before we had we had a flip board. They were flip switches. And it was a board from the 70s that had been rebuilt like many of us. But this is brand new, brand spanking new. It's an Arrakis system. How many channels do we have there, Bob?
Well, actually 15 in total. We're only using about half that capacity right now, but we have room to grow.
And
that's
not only
so
that,
exciting.
You've got we were able to take out a lot of the other stuff that we had to have in here to make it work, and now it's gone. So the signal looks like it's going out. I heard it on the radio.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was listening to our streaming this morning, and that was functioning quite well. And so, overall, I'm happy.
People are out there listening to a stream. Hop on
so
that
give
chat
us
room
a call
or give
this
us a call.
Morning.
Give us
a
little feedback if you're coming through loud and clear.
Be the first caller to call in 605-4567 just because. I'll tell you what. First caller, I'll give away 2 tickets for the pancake breakfast. 605-4567, our hotline.
For the pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
That's right. Two of them. And
you have to go on the air.
You have to come on the air and say that you want a ticket, 605-4567, pancake breakfast. All right.
Partly cloudy today, or partly sunny, excuse me, with a high of 44 right now. It's going to be high. The temperatures today will be up to 71, partly sunny. Love days like this. I'm starting to feel my disposition changing. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of around 45. We had to, a long story, but we'll let you know.
We'll get into that after the break.
Okay. But anyway, beautiful day today, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, and what's Obama done that I think, frankly, is a tactical mistake? But then again, that's just me. For some people, it's going to have a change in the way people do business. President Obama. Okay, but first we're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It is 7:10 in the morning on April the 27th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Waterworks Park. You can count on it.
Summertime in Reading is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Reading is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park ready! Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. Mmm, my favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and your talk station.
All right, you know what's really funny? We asked before the break to take our first callers ever on our new brand new board. And, you know, Bob Belongi has been working his hiney off for days to get the wires and everything, you know, alphabetized, and you know how those things go. I mean, this is like the ultimate system turboed. So anyway, before we took a break, Jim Sharp called for the tickets. Our beloved Jim and Bonnie Sharp, Jim is an asphalt cowboy, and he said he was going to pass them forward to Jay, who is also on the phone, JR taxi driver expert, who we had on just a few days ago. And so let's go to the phones and see how this is working. Welcome to the program.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Hey!
Oh, it sounds good. What do you think?
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys.
Well, you know.
Wow, you sound good.
Yeah, we just found out if you push this one button, it makes you sound really weird.
So. Don't have any wrist action over there, Bob. Right. So.
Well, it does. It's coming out okay, then. You can hear it.
Congratulations. I have to go, but I actually have a passenger, so I have to go. But I just wanted to say congratulations and great job, guys.
All right, well,
thanks.
Jay.
And you have two tickets to the pancake breakfast, too.
Oh, excellent.
All right.
So who am I going to share with? Oh. Don't tell my wife.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Jay. Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to adjust those phones a little bit.
That's
but,
all right.
But, it, no, but we got it in. No,
it, I think it sounds
out
really clear. I'm really happy really? About that.
Well, then it's mine.
Should we talk about what happened yesterday?
I couldn't
yesterday?
Tell that the phone was on because there wasn't the usual echo chamber yeah. thing that we'd been yeah. dealing with.
Great. So. I'm so
okay,
excited.
Let's talk
nothing
about
like
something.
Good equipment.
Let's talk about something.
It's like good shoes, you know.
Let's talk about something that happened yesterday. You know, we went to Dr. Joseph Alaya. He's an optometrist right here in town. And he's going to be one of our new advertisers. Now, before we accept, and I know you're going to say this is kind of funny, but before we accept an advertiser that we talk about live, we want to meet them, and we want to see what their services are like. We want to see what their place looks like. We want to talk to them because if Linda and I say this is somebody that we recommend, we want to know something about it.
I never had a more thorough eye examination, and I mean that. And I, you know, I was in Sacramento, and I went to one of the top people places. But I, you know, it's been 4 or 5 years, and it was phenomenal. Cool. The staff and Dr. Leah, fabulous.
Well, and there's more to
there's
it.
There's a that. Story.
Yeah, there is. And you know, the thing is that the doctor did do a great job. And he's got a great story. We're going to have him on. I mean, just a story of his family in Wyoming to hear. But one of the things he noticed was that Linda has a tear in her retina. Now, this wasn't a surprise to Linda. She had seen this years ago and had specialists look at it. And they'd said, well, look, as long as it remains in this type of condition, you don't have to worry about it. Well, the doctor found is that, well, it changed, that some fluid had built up. So he's called a retina specialist. And we immediately went over there because a buildup of fluid in a retina tear could mean a detached retina, which then becomes really serious. Saw the specialist, and the bottom line is Linda's going to have that laser shut, the tear.
My eye's
not her eye, not her eye, but that. And it's all based off of going down and having an eye exam. And just I guess this is the bottom line, my friends, an eye exam. When you think that, you know, some years have gone past and, you know, gosh, you know, my scene is, well, hey, I can buy those cheaters from some of the nameless stores for, you know, for 99 cents. And what that does is, you know, yes, I can see, but does it really, you have somebody look at your eyes. If you're a veteran, you've got the VA. But if you're out in town, I tell you what. Dr. Leah, I'm sure did a great job.
Advantage Eye Care,
we're not applauding just him. We're just talking about what if she had not got, what if things had not worked out this way and she hadn't gone to see the doctor. And as the retina specialist said, he said, you know, something could have happened. If something like you've been hit in the face or an airbag had deployed in your car. Which is always a threat when Linda's driving, that that could have caused some injury. Okay, bottom line is that if you've been putting off that eye exam, you might want to put that back up on your calendar.
I think I don't know. I've always had perfect vision, so it's not ever been an issue. I suppose if you grow up and you've been to the optometrist and you've got, you know, your eyesight changes and you wear glasses and stuff like that. But it's never been an issue until like about 5 years ago again when not to go into this personal history. It's just that does this ring a bell with you? Could this have happened? Could this be happening to you? And it's like one of those preventative things that if you don't do this, this could possibly happen. Well, I'm kind of at a stage in my life, and I'm sure many of you listening are in the same boat. If you don't start to do the things to prevent what could possibly be an unhealthy situation. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't really want to all of a sudden wake up one day and have something happen where I have a detached retina. Anyway, the folks there will take really good care of you, and I think just my hat's off. Thank you.
And again, we don't talk about somebody like that unless we've been there, unless we've seen what they provide and seen the services there. So we've turned down several that have wanted us to do that because it just wasn't our cup of tea, you might say. All right. I said I'd do this before and during the segment, and I am. Obama has released his long-form birth certificate. Okay, little drum roll there if we had one. But you know, this has been a huge thing this last few weeks. Donald Trump's been hammering on him. If he's a citizen, show us your birth certificate. And this has been something a group, they've been called the birthers. Show us their birth certificate. Prove that you were born in the United States. Well, they did yesterday. And frankly, I think that's bad timing, you know, and here's why. You know, we talked about this yesterday, thinking this is a red herring. Everybody's so worried about it. Where was he born? Oh, gosh, he didn't say anything about Easter. You know, what about this? You know, about, the whales off of San Clemente. All of these take away from the main focus of what kind of job is President Obama doing. You know, he gets an A in this, but he gets Fs in here, and he gets a C over here. People concentrating on, my God, where was he born? And he didn't say the right words about Easter. No. You know, okay, so, you know, frankly, if I had been Obama, I would have let this thing percolate till, you know, till it got into next year. And, they, you know, when they had all the candidates rolling in there, and then just pop it out and show it and take the wind out of some people's sails. But people are already saying, I've already seen it, already saying it's a counterfeit. That, oh, okay, sure. That's what it looks like, but it's just counterfeit. Well, you know what? Sometimes I think people are paying too much attention to some of the other shows. If they, you know, the fact is that here's your long form. This is what he said, and it shows he was born in Hawaii. You know, I don't know why people are going to get so excited about that when they could have been talking about the economy, Guantanamo Bay, unemployment, wars, oil, and gas. I think those are just enough to keep us occupied. We're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:21 in the morning of April 27th. And Bad Bob, take us out.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home. For all your heating needs, taking care of you is what we do. We do anything to satisfy.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the hot rods from Cool April Nights who came into the plant for race car guests. Kept us very busy. Be sure to come by and fill those barbecue bottles. You don't want to be the guy who runs out of propane on the weekend. We're filling all of our tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the folks dragging out their lawnmowers and weed eaters getting ready for the Green Grass Marathon. Northern Lights Energy. We're not the biggest, but the best in service. Weaverville, Corning, and Redding, half day on Saturday. 241-2196. Thanks for your business.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Gold Leaf Nursery is tomato headquarters. If you've had trouble growing tomatoes, let us help you with the right soil amendments to get you started right. If you're an old pro at growing tomatoes, we have over 50 varieties and counting. Yes, we have grafted tomatoes. Grafted tomatoes? That's right. Super disease-resistant rootstocks with heirloom varieties grafted on top. Tomachio tomatoes, considered one of the world's best tomatoes, we have those also. We have so many new varieties this year, you have to try this one though. Orange Glow Watermelon. Basketball-sized watermelon that tastes like tropical fruit punch. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a full line of organic soils and fertilizers that really work. Bob and John's Organics, Denali Gold for that real kick into the soil. And we have beneficial bugs, praying mantis, ladybugs, whitefly and spider mite controlling insects, and mason bees and also their habitats. Come check us out at Gold Leaf Nursery. We're a quarter mile from Airport Road and across the street from Sand Trap Restaurant and Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
It's happening.
The new website starting this week too, my friends. Okay, the attack for the summer and the spring has started.
Now, you know, we have a bunch of guests out in the lobby, and we're going to be bringing them on at 7:30. And one of the guys that's putting on the concert out at Red Bluff, you know, Merle Haggard. Merle is going to be May 5th at the State Theater, Historic State Theater in Red Bluff. We're really excited about this event. It's the State Theater is going to be very much like the Cascade Theater for Red Bluff. And should we go to the phones? Is that finger pointing at that for me to do that, darling?
Please, honey.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Bob, you're on line one.
Morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah. I think Obama, I don't understand why he hit it so long. I mean, why not just show it? It ought to be a requirement before you run for president or any office.
I think it should be, too. I think that it's ridiculous that it's gotten to this point after he's been elected for 2 years. Now, we've got a comment in the chat room. It says, a certificate of live birth is not a birth certificate. But I thought it read was that it said the long-form birth certificate was provided. Now, maybe I should go back and look at it. But you're right. I think everybody should. If you're going to run for president, first thing you do is you trot out that old birth certificate that says this is where you are. And if there's any hint at all, like maybe one of your parents was foreign born or was a foreign national, that this thing is fixed before you get the chance to run.
Yeah. He made a big deal about it for some reason just to distract from what else he's doing, you know, behind it. Closed doors and everything.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. We get out here in the fringe and a flurry of these little things. And what about the oil and gas prices? What about the gas prices that are going to be, you know, like $5 by the end of the summer? And it's just going to any type of help the economy it was hoping for, any type of another, you know, of another start, it's just going to get hammered over this.
Yeah, well, isn't George Bush doing that? I mean, raising the prices for his buddies?
Well, you know what? It just happens that George Bush isn't in right now. But you're right. I mean, the gas, you know, the prices of gas 2 years ago was up, and you know, in years before that, it was up. You know, the whole thing is that why aren't we being as self-sufficient as we can be, Bob? I mean, we've got the stuff.
On September 12, 2001, we should have been drilling for our own oil and building nuclear power plants.
You know what? I applaud that because you're absolutely right. As soon as it happened.
I got one other thing to say about the politicians. All they talk about is cutting Medicare and Social Security. What about cutting the aid to the illegal aliens?
Well, what about that? Isn't that something interesting that you would think that they would have that? You know, Wally Herger's going to be on the show Friday, and we could ask him about that. Hey, why hasn't anything come up at the national level about that?
Yeah.
Okay,
Bob. We always invite your call. It's always good to hear your input. Always do call in. Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, it does.
Do vent.
Hey, you got something stuck in your craw? Here's where you come. Hey, thanks.
You know,
so much.
We were watching a really neat special yesterday on Ellis Island, and if you haven't seen it, and the Historic Channel, if there's any way to get a hold of it, do see it because it's amazing how hard. We made people work to get into this country. I mean, you know, first of all, some of the questions were, are you a polygamist? Are you an anarchist? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if they just didn't like the way that you said something or looked something, not to say that that was the correct way of doing things, but they sent them back on the boat. And it seems like there was an influx of people in the tens that, you know, was 10,000 in the next year. It was 200,000 in the next year, you know, as the decade went along. That at a certain time, like in 1924, I think there were 500,000 people a year that immigrated. But so they just talked about how difficult it was to become an American. And I just thought we should cherish that.
Well, you know, and different rules as they went through and how it made it just a lot harder for people that were immigrating. Okay, we're going to take a break here in about 30 seconds. But you know what? Just let me throw this one out for you, as we usually do toward the end here, that more women than men are now receiving graduate degrees and bachelor degrees. Let me say that again. More women than men are receiving graduate degrees and bachelor degrees from universities. It's changing the landscape. It's changing how people are going to be taking care of their children. I guarantee you that in the future. This is Carl Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a quiet start on Wall Street ahead of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's latest assessment of the health of the economy. Durable goods orders bouncing back in March for a third straight month of gains. Orders for long-lasting items coming in stronger than expected, rising 2.5% last month. And excluding transportation, orders actually up 1.3%. That is just slightly below estimates. And Apple denies tracking locations of iPhone users. Last week, researchers uncovered a data file logging a user's location. Apple says it's a list of nearby Wi-Fi spots and cell towers, but the tech giant is planning to fix the software to stop storing information even when the location services is turned off. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children, and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 7:35 in the morning on April the 27th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can't escape anywhere. You can be listening to us in Czechoslovakia, and you have been and written to us and called us. But on the line right now is Kay. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda.
Good morning, Kay.
Congratulations on your new system. I love when I'm waiting to talk to you guys to listen to the radio, you know, on the telephone.
I know. We've really come up to date, haven't we?
Oh, it's wonderful.
We're very modern.
I never understood it. Some places where it does that, people still don't know when their time is up. I mean, you know, when they're on the radio. And I've never understood that. But
well,
anyhow.
It's called old gear. And
yeah.
Now we're, like, up to date.
Oh, this is wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, we can do it because so many people like you all listen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this thing with President Obama and his citizenship, if this, in fact, is the way it is, and, I mean, I don't understand, birth certificates are not classified information unless there's an adoption or something like that. Sometimes, or if there, it possibly could be if there's an illegitimate situation and the mother doesn't want to know, the child to know who the parent is. I mean,
there's a horse in a house.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's an unusual situation, birth certificates are public information. So I don't understand why this should be the way it is. Having said that, and even if this is the correct, and he was actually, in fact, born in Hawaii, then we go to part two of this problem. And that is what happened if in fact his stepfather adopted him in, was it Indonesia? Anyway, or was it Singapore?
I'm not sure.
I think it was Indonesia.
If he was...
Indonesia, yeah, I think it was. If in fact what the laws were of Indonesia, and in countries like Indonesia, they're very strong on the father. You derive your citizenship more through your father than you do through your mother usually. Normally, the normal standard throughout the world is that children derive their citizenship from that of their parents, and you know it's not where they're born. It's the citizenship of the parents. So, I mean, this whole thing is while he may have been born here, the fact that he, if in fact he was adopted by his stepfather, then that would, he probably would have lost his citizenship here in the United States.
I think that you've got to, yeah, but I think if adopted by his stepfather.
But
okay, because the fact is that one of his fathers was still married when Obama was born. I think that his original.
Well, whoever adopted him.
I mean, I just read that someplace. I don't know if that's true, but he was still married.
The adoption would take precedence over who he was married, who his mother was married to.
Yeah. Okay.
But the whole thing boils down to this. I'm a former immigration officer, and I have gone through literally these big families who come through and going through legalization with they bring in their suitcases to the office, and we have to go through this stuff so that they can prove that what their citizenship is, you know, the whole thing. And these people have gone through all of this, and here you have somebody who has money and prestige and education, and he doesn't have to obey the laws of the land. That is terrible.
Well,
and
you know,
he's
here's
he's the chief.
That's right.
He's the chief legal officer.
But here's what I think, Kay. I think if and this we've got to go. We've got to break. Plus, yeah. We have guests here. Here's the thing about it is this: I think of all the news agencies out there,
yeah.
And there are big ones that are opposed to Obama. I think of all the bloggers out there. I think of everybody that's got a lot of money that's opposed to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's somewhere along the line. Somebody couldn't have come up with a piece of paper.
But on the other hand, if he doesn't provide it, it's not that hard to provide. What is he hiding?
Well, the thing is that there's a thousand questions on it.
Yeah.
It seems to me that if you're going to run for president, and it should be, and it says you've got to be a resident, that everybody that's going to run, the first thing they do is they show a birth certificate. That way,
if you just show
a birth certificate of from the United States, or you're a naturalized citizen because your parents were, you know, that's what they should do. And I've got to run K.
Yeah, what they need to do is a criminal check. And the criminal check would show.
You know what? They ought to give anybody who wants to be the president of the United States, they ought to do a background check on them, just like you were if you were going to get a security clearance. And they have to pass that first. And I tell you what, there's probably been two or three of our presidents that have never passed that one.
Well, I think anybody who runs for office, whether it's school board or whatever,
yeah,
needs to go through that.
Okay, Kate, got to run.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Hey, we got to take a break here, and we've got away from our subject, but our guests are sitting here.
Well, we always take your calls.
And we always do. And you know what? That was a good call because I didn't know Kay had been an immigration agent.
I didn't either.
Not only that, but we have two women that are in front of us that we're going to be talking about their past lives.
Local business owners here.
Wait, you hear what kind of business? All right, when we get back, this is Carl.
All kinds of fun stuff going on inside those rooms.
KCNR 1460. It's 7:41 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You can count on it.
Summertime in Reading is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Reading is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet. Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park ready!
And you'll have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Do your customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all? I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step. Then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight.
Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, right in California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBoss, 7:45 in the morning. It's April 27th, and let's rock here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Dish Satellite. These guys are local, 244-1988. Do not call that 800 number. Call the local number. He's a local guy. He's a veteran, been in the business since 1985, Doug Tooley. Call him at 244-1988. You'll be glad you did.
All right. We are so excited about it. Again, we're talking welcome to the program, Nancy Thompson and Sherry Chapman. Hi, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay. You are local business owners, and you've come together because there's a really exciting event happening this weekend called Shop Hop.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So give our listeners an idea, Nancy, first of all, let's talk about the boutique that you own.
Okay.
Just chime in there.
Would you like to hear?
Okay, the name of your boutique.
The name of the boutique is Classic Trends Boutique, best boutique in town.
And where are you located?
I'm located right in the heart of the downtown promenade.
Now, you carry, I know that I bought some boots, killer boots there that people just, where'd you get those? And I told them about your place. You're behind that pizza place.
No, actually, I relocated.
Okay, let's find out about where.
Okay, I moved south in the center of the downtown promenade, right directly behind where California Decor Store used to be.
Okay, got it.
Okay,
got
so
it.
I'm right there sitting on the corner. You can't miss me if you're down in the mall.
Okay, good. So when your phone goes off and the birds are chirping. That's a nice ring, though. Okay, so that's really important because as when people have locked in perhaps where you used to be,
yes,
and you're in the Shop Hop is going to be this Saturday. And your store, of course, you're one of the stores. And let's talk about how many stops, how many shops are involved with this?
We have a total of 9 stores that you can hop from. And it's an amazing event to just bring you down to the local businesses that have such unique items. And a lot of people come around to the Shop Hop and have never been into these stores. And we are all ma-and-pa operations, and we support Reading. It's the local economy. So I think it's important for people to realize that there are great stores out there to shop at that are right here.
That just keep you going here on a local level.
Absolutely.
Now, Sherry Chapman, you are the owner of That Kitchen Place.
Yep.
Phenomenal. You know, you do bridal registry, and I've gone in there to your store on several occasions when we're looking for that something special. Mm-hmm. You're located on Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
What's your involvement with the Shop Hop on Saturday?
I'm one of the stores that is involved in Shop Hop. We actually have a cooking class that day, so it's going to be a little crazy there. But we offer samples. Most of the stores are going to be given a percentage off of certain things. Each store is going to be different. And if you make it to all 9 stores and you put in a...
You have to complete your map.
Yes, right. And right. Then it goes into a basket or whatever we put it into. Yeah. You win 9 gift certificates, $25 each, to each store. So that person, whoever we pull out your name, you will win all those gift certificates. And plus all the fun of just going to store. A lot of them, it's a good girlfriend time or family time, and most all the stores are doing sampling of food and giving away free items. It's wonderful.
So this might be one of those days, like say for instance, oh my gosh, I only have a 2-hour window. Okay.
Yes.
Starts at 10 a.m.,
yes,
goes from 10 to 6,
mm-hmm,
9 businesses. Any of the businesses that, and first of all, where can we can go online and find out what businesses, where you can pick the bag up. All businesses have the bags, right? All businesses,
yes,
have
the maps.
So then you get stamped.
Yes.
And you could literally do like the garage sale mania.
Yes.
You go,
yes,
click, 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 click,
yes,
click, click, click. Oh my God, I'm going to buy that jam. Oh my God, I'm going to buy that, you know,
yeah,
click, I need a hair piece. And then, you, mm-hmm, know, just, you know, buy something from each, you know, place. Or like you said, you can browse.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So let's find out, for instance, how does that look? We could start at The Kitchen Place, or we could start at Classic Trends, mm-hmm, pick up a bag, pick up a map, and get stamped, and then what?
And then you shop, and then you go to the next store, and the next and the last store you go to, if you hit them all, is where you turn in your little slip of paper that's been stamped with your name, and the next day we pull out the winner.
All right. Okay. And let's talk a little bit. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the bags that you carry at Classic Trends, and I want to talk about that kitchen place. Let's talk about some of your upcoming cooking classes and some of the chefs that are be visiting. We'll be right back. You're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Carla Linda Bott.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. His single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style, three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker. Better yet, the notorious $500 blackjack races are back. Plus, new to the pit, one of the oldest and most popular casino games, Mini Baccarat.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Thursday, May 5th, listen to the live mariachi band, the Mariachi Santa Maria Trio, under a palapas. And watch as the newly renovated Elements Patio transforms into a little piece of the Mexican Riviera. Enjoy a delicious Mexican buffet, $7.95, $2 Coronas, $3 Margaritas on the Rocks, party favors and fun. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. Call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. Right now, with federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and manufacturer rebates, your total savings could add up to $3,400. Call Timberline now for a complete, honest estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a price on a complete duct cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, and we have the best warranty. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert, and visit us at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 7:53 in the morning, April the 27th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great place to get coffee, great place to buy coffee. And also, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our veterans, do a lot for our community. Been in business a long time, and they're a local business. They're a local business just like the ladies that are here today. And we're welcoming Nancy Thompson and Sherry Chapman. And they're here because they are promoting local businesses called Shop Hop. And Nancy, or Sherry, or Nancy.
Yeah, or whatever.
So how does this work exactly? We want to talk about who's in it. You know, we're getting a lot of phone calls today, obviously. The one about the birds was famous. You know, we had one phone call go off one time, and it was hyphenated words that we had to keep off the air. But I'm glad to see that wasn't that. So, okay, who are the businesses that are participating in this?
Antique Cottage, and it's up on Cascade Boulevard. There's Classic Trends, of course, Nancy, and Fabrics on Churn Creek. Sherry owns it. Prestige Home and Gifts, that's Barb White, another local woman owning it. Kathy Norman at Sugar Plum Cottage, which I don't know about all of you guys, but if you're a grandma, I've spent lots of money in there. Charmaine.
Sugar Plum Cottage.
Yes.
You know what? It seems
it's
like
called, I call it Trouble.
Okay. It seems like a place you ought to just go in there. Okay.
And Sweet Spot, which is across the street from my place. And I happen to go there a lot because I'm a grandma again. And they love yogurts, and their gelato is to die for. Jan Hallenbeck at Sweet Treats Candy Shop on Hartnell, which lots of goodies. She makes her own truffles and everything. Of course, me at That Kitchen Place, and Eileen at Wild Time Gifts and Gardens, and she just got all her plants in, so I hear it's quite crazy over there right now.
Well, that's good, you know, because it's getting to be that gardening time. We're talking about, Linda has pinned me down to say that I'm going to actually help her put in rose bushes and all those other things.
Mowing? A lot of mowing.
And I'm
going to
wear an apron. You've got garden aprons, don't you?
I have lots of aprons. I have more aprons than Carter has bills. I must be the only person who sells aprons in town, I swear.
Okay, well, it's a good gift idea.
Nancy, how long have you been involved with this?
I have been involved with Shop Hop. My first one was last fall. We do two a year. So we have a spring and then we have a holiday one. So I am going on 2 years with them.
Okay. You know, the thing about that I really... You know, reason we back this so strongly is local.
Absolutely.
Local businesses, local business owners. And we firmly believe if you pay, you know, if you go out and spend $50 a month at three businesses, that you can, you know, the amount of money that goes back in our economy is just astronomical. And it keeps these businesses open. And, you know, and you see in the front page, you see like a nationwide store coming in, the Sportsman's Warehouse is coming in.
Oh.
Yeah, they're coming into Gottschalk's. Now, that's not necessarily going to impact on the kitchen place, except they probably sell these iron skillets there. But guns, ammo, optics, camping, fishing, you name it. They've got it at Sportsman's Warehouse. Mm-hmm. I think that's the name of it. So we've got our local businesses here. And the point is that we want to keep our local businesses competing. Where it's good that you have another company moving in and it's going to hire more people, we can't let that go to the detriment of our own local businesses that put so much back into the community.
Well, what I got to say about that one is I do have a lot of competition. I have, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond, I have Kohl's, I have all that. But the difference is a lot of these big box stores do not bring in people that are trained. People come in because I have culinary chefs who work for me, and they want to know, you know, what else could I add to my chili verde or whatever. And my girls take the time. And if we don't have it, we'll even call another store, or we'll tell them to go over to Bed Bath & Beyond, or go. And actually, Bed Bath & Beyond also sends to us. So the difference between our local stores is the knowledge that we represent. We actually take the time to spend with each person. I mean, when somebody walks in my store, they get a free cup of Pete's coffee, and they learn how to use our beautiful automatic coffee makers, and even the postman comes in and he goes straight to it, and or her, depending on which one's there. And it's just the personal touch that we offer opposed to the big box stores.
And you gift wrap.
And free gift wrapping.
Well, you know, but see, that's it.
Who does that anymore?
That's what a local store does. And then here's the big thing. You take responsibility.
Absolutely.
You know, we get a phone call. Somebody came literally running in the other day. That show you just had on, it was all slanted in one direction. And I went, yeah? And he goes, why? I went, it was their show, you know, and they can, that's, you know, it's their show.
Uh-huh.
And it's a community show, and that's their show. Uh-huh. I said, but if you listen, you can hear the slant go the other way. And he was just quite upset. But, you know, as the owner, of the station, Linda and I take responsibility of what's on the station. Mm-hmm. And what you hear on the air for the most part, some things nationally syndicated comes through, we don't. But it's just like with you all, with you know, in your businesses. You take responsibility and you give your best to the customer.
So Shop Hop is Saturday. Let's one more time, Classic Trends.
Classic Trends, got to come on down. We really take this day for Shop Hop to have tons of sales. We want a reason for people to come back. So, you know, you got to come down and check out the sales that are going to be going on store-wide, including Michi bags, and I carry tons of interchangeable shoes and fun stuff.
Excellent. And that kitchen place, those are two of the many that are on there. We're going to have to run, ladies. Again, from 10 to 6, we have Shop Hop, and we're really excited. Thank you so much for doing business and for coming on our show.
Yeah, we'll have you back on again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Carl Linda Bott, this is KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama wants us all to know, once and for all, that he was born in America, making public his long-form birth certificate. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has a copy live at the White House.
Two factors led to the release of this long-form birth certificate. First, state officials granted a waiver allowing its release. And the president says he was just tired of this controversy becoming such a distraction to bigger issues.
We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers.
But the president says he knows this probably won't settle the issue for everybody.
There's going to be a segment of people for which, no matter what we put out, this issue will not be put to rest.
The president says he hopes it settles the issue for most Americans. Dave?
Mike, Donald Trump put this controversy back in the spotlight, and he's proud of himself.
I am really honored, frankly, to have played such a big role.
Trump is in New Hampshire as the billionaire Republican considers running for president. Key changes are coming in Washington. The president wants CIA Director Leon Panetta to replace Robert Gates as defense secretary. General David Petraeus will be nominated to replace Panetta at CIA. And taking Petraeus' job as top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, Lieutenant General John Allen. Now, in Afghanistan, an Afghan officer turns on NATO in a deadly attack. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Fox confirms Dave. 9 Americans are dead after a high-ranking Afghani army officer opened fire at the Kabul airport. The Afghan Defense Ministry says the officer started shooting after an argument with U.S. troops. The gunman was also killed in the shooting. The Taliban is taking responsibility, though authorities have not yet confirmed that group's claim, Dave.
Jared, it's now 4 dead. In the storms that tore through the South last night, 1 in Arkansas, 3 in Mississippi, including a police officer hit in the head by a tree as he shielded and saved his daughter during a camping trip. And Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, recovering from her shooting, boards a jet in Houston to attend her husband's space shuttle launch. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, I'm Trevor Bain, driver of the number 21 Motorcraft Ford Fusion and winner of the Daytona 500. You know, when I'm on the track, I'm pretty hard on my tires. I actually get them replaced a few times a day. Now, you may not need to replace your tires that often, but when you do, head to your Ford dealership. Ford dealers carry 11 major name brands, so chances are they'll have just the tire you need with a great rebate on top of their low price tire guarantee.
Right now, during the Ford dealer's big tire and brake sales event, buy 4 Goodyear, Continental, Pirelli, Hankook, Dunlop, or Yokohama tires and get a $100 rebate. $100. And that's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
When your car or truck needs new tires, head on over to the Ford dealer's Big Tire and Brake sales event.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 5/31/11.
Thousands of British troops were out in force at dawn this morning. Why? Doing a royal wedding rehearsal. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Well, military bands, Dave, horse-drawn carriages too, parading the route the royal newlyweds will take Friday.
I can't believe how wonderful it is. It's just giving me goosebumps.
She happened to see it.
Traditional, and that's Britain for you.
Uh-huh. Pomp is familiar to many here, but inside Westminster Abbey, some non-traditional decoration, along with the flowers, 20-foot trees carried inside, apparently to create a woodland feel. Meanwhile, police in London warning security is tight, so even guests invited to the ceremony might be frisked. Dave?
Alistair, Japan's emperor has mingled with the people again, meeting more quake and tsunami victims.
For half an hour, 200 Japanese who have lost their homes, possessions, and for too many of them, their loved ones, were able to look into the eyes of royalty. In an extremely rare appearance, Emperor Akihito and Empress Michiko came to a school gym that is now a shelter for earthquake and tsunami survivors, just to talk. The government plans to build 100,000 temporary homes for the 130,000 people who now live in places like that gymnasium. Today, a few hundred of them had another moment they won't soon forget. In Tokyo, Mike Tuggle, Fox News Radio.
An F-16 crash-landed in Italy today after the warplane completed a NATO mission over Libya. The pilot was able to eject. A lesbian cadet from Findlay, Ohio, who resigned from West Point last year, has been denied readmission to the military academy. Catherine Miller reapplied after Congress voted to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, but West Point says it could not readmit her because that gaze in the military policy change is not in effect yet. And Carl Lewis says he's still in the running. The Olympic gold medalist wants to be a state senator in New Jersey, but the top election official there says he didn't meet residency requirements. Lewis is appealing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning on April the 27th. That month has run out on us. 605-4567, 530-605-4567. We have people out of the area. KCNR 1460 is the website that we stream on, stream live, and then you can also chat and join us on the chat room and give us your ideas. It's your show, too.
You're currently looking at 47 degrees right now. Here's our forecast. Today we're going to have a partly sunny day with high going to about 71 degrees, and tonight we're going to get down to about 45. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Carl and I are really excited. We have a brand new board today, so if you're hearing microphones bang and stuff like that, it's because, we've got
everything works better.
Yeah. Ultra sensitive, and we're super grateful to Bob Belongi and the team that have been working diligently to get this up and going. And we're really excited. We're going to, through the month of May, we're going to be also sharing new information with you. But right now, really important in the studio with us is our sheriff, Tom Basanko. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you?
Sheriff, welcome back for our monthly update. First of all, but there's there's just all types of things happening.
There's been lots happening.
Yeah, and we've got our little list here, and we'll start going through here in a couple of minutes. But
it's not a little list.
Yeah, it's a huge list here. we're having on later on this week also. Besides of course yourself, Senator LaMoffa will be on mm-hmm. tomorrow, and also Congressman Herger will be on Friday.
Great.
And so we want to be the thing that seems to be hitting everybody is the economy, and with the sunsetting of the vehicle licensing fee and yep. other things that are coming out. So we want to cover all those, and that's something that kind of goes across the line we could talk to the senator about and the congressman. What would you say right now, Sheriff, is the biggest task that we have facing us here in the next, let's just say, 90 days?
It would be the budget, the state budget, because, as you know, VLF sunsets June 30th. They don't have a solution for that, they, the legislators. And fortunately, countywide here, we would have been hit with about nearly a $2 million hit due to loss of VLF and some other roll-up costs. VLF accounted for about $1.5 million. And I went to some of our budgets meetings with our CAO. And fortunately, the county is going to dip into what I call the savings account and assist the sheriff's office with about $1.2 million of that deficit. And then I made some additional cuts to our budget and put in some other monies we had from drug seizures. And that's going to basically keep us status quo, keep men and women, patrol people working on the streets, so we're not going to take any more hits or layoffs. And we're doing much better than many other counties.
Well, that's just great news. Was this decision just been made? No.
Within about the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
I was at a sheriff's meeting last week and hearing a lot of layoff notices being issued. Some sheriffs were having to cut their budget by about 20% for that one particular sheriff I was talking to. That was about $7 to $8 million for him. San Jose Police Department issued about 300 layoff notices recently. So it's still going on and on, and it doesn't look like there's any end in sight. And this state budget and this AB 109, the realignment bill, has some huge problems that we could face.
Okay, well, we want to talk about that when we get back. We have to take a break. You know, that's absolutely great news then for us with the
locally.
Fact that locally that we can maintain our sheriff's department and you know, to where it is. Is this also going to, I mean, did the city find the same kind of money, or are they still going to take that $700,000 hit?
So far, they're taking it, the last time I talked to the chief, but they're trying to find some solutions as well.
Yeah, well, Peter Hansen was on just last week, and he said something about they may have turned everybody loose and start doing, you know, splitting shifts there to be able to handle the admin side of it, and then just keep, so you can keep the uniforms
on the street, protecting our citizens.
And we're just getting even worse news as we go along. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko. We had a bright ray of light right then that says that we can keep the sheriff's guys on the roads. We found the money. The county found the money, and you know what? That's great news. This is KCNR 1460. It's 8:10 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Even with gold tripling over the last 6 years and silver's recent doubling, there are still skeptics who will say, you can't eat gold and silver. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, fair enough. That's why in addition to buying and selling gold and silver, we also offer emergency food packs from Food for Health. These stackable pails with a 20-year shelf life contain a full menu of 200 vitamin-fortified adult servings. The best part is that for less than 50 cents per serving, you can get this food cheaper at the Patriot than you can directly from Food for Health. And that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your old gold and silver jewelry for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, Tuesday through Saturday at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to Round Table Pizza, and get peace of mind today for less.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
National University can help you advance your education and achieve your goals in a variety of careers. From the flexibility of a general psychology degree to clinical and non-clinical areas of study, our psychology programs prepare students for success.
Areas of study available include organizational behavior, sports psychology, human behavior, psychology, counseling psychology, and educational counseling, so you can apply your knowledge and skills in a number of fields, including sports and education, or for organizations of any type.
National University is an accredited nonprofit institution that makes it convenient to get your bachelor's or master's degree with a one course per month format, programs available online, and an accelerated pace that allows you to earn your degree faster.
Learn more at nu.edu or visit our Reading campus at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
That's actually a good one. If it passes. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, we're just
the
talking.
Best
we're
stuff just chatting.
We're just chatting away here. 8:13 in the morning. It's April the 27th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's a great day out there. And it's a great day in here. We have Sheriff Tom Basenko.
We're always so happy when we can have, you know, Sheriff Tom Basenko on and Chief Peter Hansen. It's just you guys are wonderful public servants in the sense that you always come on. If you have questions, call in, you guys. That's 605-4567. Or you can go to the chat room, which is kcnr1460.com. If you have questions why the sheriff is here, now's the time to be asking the questions.
Well, we have two questions. The first one is there a way a person can check on a vehicle registration number to find out who owned it 17 years ago?
Maybe. You'd have to talk to the Department of Motor Vehicles and probably have to stand in line for a little bit. And then you have to pay a fee, which I think is like $2.50 or $5, and they might be able to give you the history. I don't know if they can go back 17 years, though.
Okay. The next question is, have you ever had to let anybody out of the jail on a lesser charge because of a more serious charge? In other words, you had to bump them.
Every day.
That's what I figured.
Every day. Last year, we had nearly 3,000 capacity releases due to the lack of beds in the jail or bed space, available bed space. And we have a criteria that goes from lesser charges to more serious charges and violence so that we try and keep the most worst offenders in the jail.
One of the things we talked about, of course, was a realignment bill. And this one keeps coming up. I don't see anything that they say the only way it's going to happen is if there's money associated with it. Is this something that we should be worried about?
We should. The governor has given reassurances. In fact, he called me personally about 2 weeks ago talking about his signing of AB 109. However, his administration, is also planning for implementation July 1. Well, the funding's not there, but the governor says it's not going to happen unless the funding's there. It's already a law that he signed into effect a few weeks ago. And that's a big concern because part of that is some parolees, low-level offender parolees, will be pushed back to county responsibility, which could end up being supervised by probation. Then parole violations would become the responsibility of the district attorney and public defender and put into the courts, which there is already an overloaded system there. And then it's more offenders being here. And then also is the what we've been billed as the prison dump of the three nons, nonviolent, nonsexual, and non-serious, which is a whole other issue. And those would be coming back. And that's a number somewhere between nearly 400 to 800 people, the best we can estimate from some of the numbers we get from the state.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. CT, you are on line one.
Good morning, folks.
Morning.
Good morning, CT. You got a question for the sheriff.
Hi, CT.
I have a question about the money you are getting from the drug busts and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell us how that money is divided up among the counties and so forth?
Depends. There's two programs. One's under state asset forfeiture. The other one is under federal asset forfeiture. So if we stop somebody, they have, let's say, $1 million, and I'll use that for easy math. We can, under a certain criteria, we can seize that. We would probably take $1 million under federal asset seizure. Then we have to show before a court, federal court, that it's related to drugs. If the federal court agrees, we get about 80% of that back, which would be $800,000. And of that, if it's associated with a task force, the task force gets some, sheriff's office would get some. Under state asset forfeiture laws, about 55% comes back to the county, and then it's divided amongst, in this case, the sheriff, probation, district attorney's office, and the state gets their cut as well.
Okay.
Did we lose CT?
He took his answer off the air. So that's how it happens, is mm-hmm. how it's all divided up.
But it has to be reviewed by a court, and it's all adjudicated.
All right. We're going to take an early break here because when we come back, I want to talk about one of the questions that's coming through is about the shooting and the chase.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk a little bit, at least as much as you can.
I might be able to. I can't provide all the information because the investigation is not completed, but we'll get there.
Sure. We want to talk about that. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460. It's 8:19 in the morning on April the 27th. And this is Free Fire Radio.
If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
Furniture for life, Cubers Furniture.
It's the biggest sale of the season. Name brand furniture at huge savings. Come celebrate spring at Kubler's Furniture. Freshen up your home with gorgeous new furniture from name brands like Broyhill. Put a bounce in your step with a good night's sleep on a new mattress as low as $399 for a plush Queen Simmons Beauty Rest set. Or spruce up your living room with a new sectional sofa with ottoman, just $699. Plus great financing for qualified buyers. 6 months interest free. Kubler's Furniture, the biggest sale of the season. Give your home a fresh new look for spring. The savings are in full bloom right now at Kubler's Furniture. It's the biggest sale of the season. Follow Kubler's on Facebook and get in on your chance to win the weekly Friday freebie giveaway.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
It's backed by popular demand. North Valley Bank Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion. The feedback was so positive in 2010, we brought it back, and you could join our family of $500 winners in 2011. Wouldn't an extra $500 come in handy? Just use your North Valley Bank debit card when making your purchases, and you're automatically entered into our weekly drawings for $500. Check out the photo gallery of all our winners on our website, novb.com. You could be one of them. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop by one of our convenient locations to open a new checking account and order a card today. You could be the next happy recipient of a $500 check on our weekly Friday celebrations. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Make it your card of choice when you're shopping. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be 18 to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 31st, 2011.
Fancy is as fancy does. Village Maps of America presents An Evening with Merle Haggard, An Elegant Affair, May 5th, 2011, at the historic Red Bluff State Theater. This amazing opera house will carry the legendary country singer's voice to new heights. This show is a once-in-a-lifetime event. Be sure to get your tickets now. A live auction will precede the Merle Haggard Show. Get your tickets in Reading at Tobacco and Brew or Enjoy Magazine, or in Red Bluff at Crossroads Feed and Supply or Sparrow Fine Arts. See you there, and remember, fancy is as fancy does.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. It's 8:22 in the morning, April 27th.
Going to be partly sunny with a high today of 71, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 45. By the way, April 30th, Lou White is going to be out at Ensalmo Vineyards. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Make your reservations, 474-5546. Now, just recently, I want to do a PSA and announcement about what's going on with Mary's Pizza Shack. It's going to be holding a fundraiser for 9-year-old Matt Farley. Matt was diagnosed with leukemia at the age of 5, and after extensive treatment with chemotherapy, Matt and his family thought he had it beat. Of course, this was on the news. It's been all over the place. The fundraiser is May 1st. As we search for Matt's hero, the donor match can save his life. Blood Source will have their mobile blood and marrow drive in the parking lot of the Shasta Outlets in Anderson from 12 to 5. Come down and be a hero. The fundraiser again is Sunday, May 1st. The blood and marrow drive is from 12 to 5. Matt's dine and donate is from 11 to 9 p.m. That's Mary's Pizza Shack in Anderson.
Okay. And it's a good place to go to. I saw an article today on Channel 7 about that. It looks a strong little kid. Okay, a lot of let's talk about the shooting that occurred, and they were searching for some recalcitrants here.
Right?
Can you tell us a little bit about it, Sheriff?
Well, we're looking for a wanted subject. His name is last name is Riley, And he was wanted on a couple of counts of assault with a deadly weapon and some other warrants. He's still outstanding. And during the incident, one of our officers was shot. The investigation is still continuing. It appears that he was shot by one by another officer. And so we're still looking into that. Very fortunately, the officer is healing. He's was released from the hospital, and he's home recuperating. So
non-life-threatening.
It was not a life-threatening injury. It was very, very lucky. And the other officer as well is doing fine. I spoke to them, of course, throughout the weekend and visited the persons at the hospital and spoke to them and then was on the phone with them last night. But we're just very fortunate there wasn't a serious injury or loss of life.
Oh, yeah. Was a can you talk about what kind of weapon it was, or is that part of the investigation?
It was our standard duty weapon, which is a 40 caliber Glock G22.
Okay. Wasn't like he was carrying the duty shotgun.
No.
And turned it loose.
No.
Okay. Well, I can imagine.
And I really appreciate it. I got a lot of calls and emails with thoughts and prayers for the officers, and there was a lot of bloggers going on.
Absolutely.
And giving the support for the officers as well.
You know, it is. I mean, you know, there's Marine Corps 30 years. I mean, we can talk about these things happening, you know, every time that there's, you know, you've got people with weapons and you put them into adrenaline areas, there may be discharges like this. Mm-hmm. And so it's, again, it's people can learn about it and we can make sure it doesn't happen again. Right. Is the big thing. Okay. You know, some of the legislation that's gone through that we thought actually had passed or had passed on has risen its ugly little head again, like ammo bill, AB 144.
Yes. That is trying to replace, there was AB 962 last year, and that was to restrict internet sales of ammunition here into California, and you have to leave a fingerprint and a signature and all that. Well, there was a lawsuit, and a state court down in Fresno declared that constitutionally vague, and so that nixed the law. Well, the same legislator, De Leon, out of Los Angeles area, is back with AB 144, and he dressed it up a little bit and changed a few words.
Put a little lipstick on that pig, did he?
Exactly, and he was trying to dress it up as basically changing the word for armor-piercing ammunition to make it more of a crime if it's used in commission or a murder, but that's already on the books.
Sounds bad, doesn't it? Armor-piercing.
Yes.
It's already illegal to buy that.
And that was basically done to gain more support from the law enforcement community, but it's a ruse on how to restrict ammunition for law-abiding citizens or to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals if they obtain the ammunition someplace else and brought it in.
Yeah, Atlas Shrugged. Let's just make enough laws and we'll eventually get everybody.
Right.
One of the bills, and I just showed this to you, there's a California bill on immigration opt-out. And what it is to let California communities opt out of a federal government program that checks the immigration status of arrestees, has been approved by the Assembly's Public Safety Committee. The proposal by a Democratic Assemblyman, Tom Amiano, is supported by immigrant advocates and San Francisco Sheriff Michael Hennessy, who say immigrants shouldn't fear getting deported when they report a crime. How does that go into how would that affect on Shasta County there, Sheriff?
Basically, it would have right now no effect because we would not opt out even if it became law. These people are here illegally, and if they've committed a crime, they get housed in our jail, and then ICE or Border Patrol is called, and they're deported after any local charges. If they're a victim of a crime, there's a legal process to go through called a U visa or E visa, and basically it allows the victim of a crime to stay here until the case is adjudicated and they have some support there. And then most of the time it's the district attorney that has to authorize those visas in working with the consulate of whatever foreign country it may be.
Well, you know, it says here the State Sheriff's Association opposes this bill, which kind of tells you something about it. Again, it's something else to give the to make California a sanctuary state.
You know, I was visited by a member of the ACLU recently, and they were asking if I would opt out and if I would not notify ICE when a illegal alien is booked into the jail. And I said no. Number one, it's still a federal crime. Right now it's a misdemeanor, but if the person is deported and comes back into the United States, it becomes a federal felony. And I said, you know, my job isn't to necessarily legislate. I'm not a legislator. My job is to uphold the law, the Constitution, and enforce those laws.
Well, you know, when you come in with things like that, I'm sure they come in from all different spectrums. At least they could do is take you out for a cup of coffee and then let them pay for it. You know, yeah. And then say, yeah, you know what? Hey, thanks for the coffee. No.
Yeah.
This is wrong.
And it was saying, hey, even though they're unlicensed drivers, please don't tow their cars away. Well, they're unlicensed. That's a whole nother crime. They may not know how to drive properly, and then they're endangering the motoring public at large.
You know, this thing about, oh, give the illegal immigrant a break, but yet if you are a citizen, did he ask for citizens to get that same break, Sheriff?
No, he did not.
Oh, well, gee. So if you're a citizen of the country, you should have less rights than an illegal immigrant right here. Is that, you know, that's just, you know, see, that is what people think about, and it's just kind of like, makes me wonder.
And by the way, we have about 20 minutes left with the sheriff this morning. So don't, if you're kind of sitting on your thoughts, get them out. Give us an email. Go to the chat room, KCNR1460. Give us a call here on the hotline, which is 605-4567. Currently looking at 52 degrees here. Can't believe that the month is going by so quickly. At 28, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko here on KCNR 1460. And?
Hey, Sheriff, one last question. A question here about, I guess there's Sheriff Mack is having some kind of, it keeps coming across here, it's having some kind of an event here in the near future.
I have not heard that. I've read a couple of his books, seen some stuff on the internet about him. He's a retired sheriff from the Arizona area. Not too far, I don't think, from Maricopa County, where Sheriff Joe is right now. But I haven't heard of any local events.
Okay. Well, we'll check some more on that one. Anyway, got to take a break here for the news. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We got like about 12 minutes left with the sheriff when we come back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. Was he born in the USA? President Obama says he's followed that controversy with
bemusement. I've been puzzled.
Now he wants to put an end to it.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do.
Making public his long-form birth certificate at the White House. Fox's Steve Santani has a copy.
It shows the president was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, August 4th, 1961. Now, while this is just a photocopy of it, they were holding a certified copy in the briefing room today, which is carries the seal of the state of Hawaii.
The certificate the president released during the 2008 campaign did not satisfy critics, so-called birthers, and Donald Trump put the issue back in the spotlight in recent weeks.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Trump in New Hampshire this morning as the billionaire Republican considers running for president. This is a Fox News alert.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dell.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Something new for all gun owners and sportsmen. All-Temp Tactical Lube. It's like nothing you've ever used before. It works on all firearms, pistols, rifles, antique weapons, you name it. Reduces friction, carbon buildup, prevents rust. The first true leap forward in the evolution of firearm care. All-Temp Tactical Lube actually goes into the pores of the metal. Check us out on the web, alltemptacticallube.com. 1-800-301-0046. 1-800-301-0046.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say, the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. The guys down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, and if you are a veteran, you get a discount down there. So they are on the corner. They're in Cypress Square, in the Cypress Square off of Athens Avenue. Great things on the wall to take a look at if you're just sitting there and waiting. Great haircuts, and again, man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. All right, our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basinko, and it's amazing. Like every break, I mean, Tom's on the phone. You know, doing these things, runs out, finishes it, comes back in time to get back into the fight here. Drugs. What's our latest on drugs?
Drugs, we're still working our highways and throughout the town with our various different narcotics task forces. We're making some huge seizures. There was some.
Did I see somebody stopped a truck down in Southern California? It had something like 10, or it was filled with marijuana.
That wouldn't surprise me. I didn't see that in the news.
Yeah, this one was like, I mean, it was a full 18-wheeler filled up with marijuana.
That wouldn't surprise me. They had another one. A Shasta County resident was stopped in Missouri, I think, with 80 pounds of marijuana. Yeah. Of course, we're assisting with that one.
I'm sure it was medicinal. He was just taking it because, you know, you never can tell when you're going to need some of that when you're crossing state lines.
Yeah, whatever. and recently in another county, a traffic stop was made, turned into a pursuit, and the suspects were throwing out kilos of methamphetamine, and so eventually they crashed and got some of them into custody and stuff like that. But this drug trafficking, the Mexican drug cartels control about 90% of the drug trafficking market in the United States, and whether it be methamphetamine, cocaine, or marijuana.
You know, when the not only was Chief Police Hansen here, but his the lieutenant in charge of his gangs,
right?
And what an interesting show that was. Also, yeah, every time we have y'all on about what's going on with gangs and how that we have little training grounds here, it appears,
mm-hmm.
because we're bringing in these little gangbangers and the guys are putting them in homes,
right?
And what this essentially ends up doing is training our own new group of gangs.
And we received some information where the Nuestra Familia, NF as it's known, they're trying to make inroads into the Redding area to establish their turf, and that's a Hispanic gang. And we're also seeing a blending of the gangs, too, where they used to be along strict ethnic lines. A Hispanic gangs would only have Hispanics in them. And now we're seeing to where they're having other members, maybe a diversity of Caucasian or other races in their gangs as well.
Affirmative action in the gangs.
Kind of.
I think there's something called the Asian Boys out of, it was out of South L, not L.A., but...
Sacramento?
I think it was down around Anaheim and mm-hmm. L.A., but Asian Boys, even though predominantly Asian, would have all types mm-hmm. in their gangs, would just allow everybody in.
Right.
Which was kind of an equal opportunity gang banging.
Yeah.
The problem is there. It's real. We've kept a lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this as something in the next 90 days that, you know, something coming up like this, or is this going to be a long-term fight?
This is long-term, and every gang symposium we go to for training, they're saying, hey, we're doing the right thing. Because we go out, we're working together with the Shasta Anti-Gang Enforcement, which is local law enforcement to come together. We go out every couple of weeks checking up on parolees, wanted persons, information on new gangs trying to develop, current information on gangs that are here, and we're trying to keep a lid on it and hold them accountable for crimes or warrants for their arrest, terms of parole and probation, doing parole and probation searches and taking them to jail.
Okay, there's questions rolling through here about more illegal marijuana operation raids.
We're going to continue our efforts against illegal marijuana growing in our public on our public lands, predominantly done by Hispanics. Our efforts against people that are trying to stand behind a rouge of medical marijuana, if it's illegal, we'll enforce it if they're operating legally under the law. That's okay.
The okay, switching, because I'm trying to get here before I know you have to run right here soon. Concealed carry is there's a bill that would give rubber cops or be able to carry everywhere in the nation.
That's already a law that was came under H.R. 218. That was about 5 to 8 years ago.
Okay, well, this was
you mean for citizens to carry?
Right. Law enforcement. H.R. 922. This wasn't law enforcement. This was like if you had a concealed carry.
Reciprocity.
Reciprocity. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. That was a bill a couple of years ago. It failed because of the different standards that each of the states have. Some have no standards. California is obviously pretty strict on standards for it. If they can get those worked out, that might work.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get a
little finish-up.
Finish-up statement from you, because I know you have to get to a briefing concerning a few other things.
Right. Thanks.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:40 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved Baron beef, baked chicken breast, omelet station, seafood arrangement featuring Dungeness crab, along with an array of desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $25, children 5 to 12 years $10, under 4 years eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall.
Super Bingo.
The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts, ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. Right now, with federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and manufacturer rebates, your total savings could add up to $3,400. Call Timberline now for a complete, honest estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a price on a complete duct cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, and we have the best warranty. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Talk to Doug Dooley. He does great work. He guarantees his work, and he's a local guy. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Tom's on his way out of here real quick, so any last little grabbers here before you leave?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on in the state. I try and stay connected with that at our legislative level. Both we have some great representatives here, Senator Doug LaMalfa and Jim Nielsen. I have their personal cell phones, and I get in touch with them and their staff, so they're very accessible for their constituents up here. Our California State Sheriff's Association, I stay connected with that. We have conference calls on a regular basis on how legislation can impact not only us as a whole as a state, but us individually here in Shasta County and what those state laws, how they can impact us. And then also we try and stay connected on a national level of legislation that can impact either the sheriff's office or individual citizens and their rights as well. So enjoy. It's a very hectic and sometimes chaotic schedule. I enjoy serving the people and hearing from them and their concerns on issues that do impact them.
Okay, one quick question you can answer this one is the CCWs.
Mm-hmm.
See any change in the future about how we issue here in the community?
Not on how we issue here. There is a bill pending, SB 610, I think. It could be AB 610. And that is basically a good bill, I feel, because it says that within 90 days, an issuing authority, sheriff or chief, would have to send a letter saying why a person is approved or denied. Basically, you're approved and state why if you're denied. And then also, some agencies require that you put your money up front. You have to pay your fees for the application and have to go out and get a course. Your first-time application and your course fees ends up being over $300. And then if you get a denial letter, you've wasted all that money because the fees are not reimbursable. And you've already attended the course, which is, I think, over $150.
Mm-hmm.
So now this law says, hey, you don't have to attend the course until you're approved for your CCW. Then you can go out and get it. So that saves people money.
That makes sense.
It does. And so I'm supporting that bill as well.
I have a question, maybe you've already answered it, but I'd like to close with this, if you don't mind. May's coming up. What do we need to look out for? What's on the horizon that maybe something that's changing here in Shasta County that we really need to pay attention to?
Well, May's also an important month because on May 5th, back up there on my BlackBerry, May 5th, we have our local Peace Officers Memorial Recognition. There's a run that goes throughout Redding, and there's 12 officers that have died in the line of duty serving their community and their county here, from Fish and Game, Marshal's Office, California Highway Patrol, Redding Police Department, and Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And so we'll be paying recognition for them. The following week is National Peace Officers Memorial Week. There's also some services and memorial services down in the state capitol as well. There'll be hundreds and hundreds of peace officers and family members and supporting friends down there. It's pretty impressive. And, of course, back in our nation's capital for Peace Officers Memorial Week, there'll be some services and some ceremonies there for these men and women that gave their lives for their communities.
On the 5th of May, is that open to anybody to do the ride?
It is. Not for the run. The run is usually law enforcement only there. But the ceremonies start at 12 noon on the courthouse steps, and there's a lawn area, and there will be seating and shade there. And so that is available for the public to attend. It'll be brief. There's some songs and some music, and then also a brief speech. I believe Department of Fish and Game is giving the speech this year. It's rotated around through local law enforcement executives. And a good way to come out and support your law enforcement officers.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that again before this starts there.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff
Thank
Pasenko.
You so much,
Thank
Sheriff.
You. I enjoy coming here every month.
Well, we sure like having you here and getting the word out then. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:48 in the morning. It's April the 27th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You can count on it.
Summertime in Reading is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Reading is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet, get away. Something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your Early Bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park ready!
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Outsource your mailings to the experts at NorCal Presort to save time and save money. Think about it. Is that postage equipment sitting in your office making you money? The answer is no. Realistically, you pay a lease, you pay maintenance and ink, you pay labor, you pay full price for the postage, all in advance. How is that saving you money? Get rid of the postage machines and bring your mail to NorCal Presort. NorCal Presort takes the frustration and hassle out of your business mailings. Mailing costs are an increasing monthly expense, but we know how to save you time and money in first class and with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial Street, just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Call us, 221-6895.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert. And visit us at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, 8:52 in the morning, April 27th. It's a great day today. It's going to be a good week. Weather-wise, it's going to be a great week when you're listening to us. Hey, tomorrow, Senator Doug LaMalfa is going to be on. So give us a call. He'll be on at 8 o'clock. We'll have a number of other little things running early tomorrow, of course. And then Friday, Congressman Wally Herger is going to be on. So if you've got questions for the congressman, he'll be on for about 40 minutes. I know I have questions about what's going on in D.C. and in the economy. All right, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. It's a great place to meet down there. The girls at Espresso Joe's give you the coffee you want. Joe and Shelley, who own the place, they've been in business for 35 years, support our community, and they support our veterans. Go down there and give them a visit, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, now, Bob, Bad Bob, even though he's done these great things with our new board, we have rolled around during the break. I have jabbed him in the eye. They've shut down the extraterrestrial telescopes in Shasta County, which was costing us $1.5 million annually in government funding, which means tax is. And
I used to get a newsletter from SETE.
Have we ever seen an ET? for all the years this thing's been on?
Okay, I would make two arguments. Yes, in this austere time, this is something we can probably do without. But I would make two arguments. First of all, the salaries were paid to people who would then in turn spend the bulk of that money here in Shasta County. The second thing is that there is ongoing research and improvement of the technology, the communications equipment, the noise filtering equipment, things like that. That provides a benefit. Things that we take every day were developed by the space program. Velcro comes to mind immediately. So
Tang.
It isn't just thrown out and vanishing in the wind. Right now we can't afford it, and I'm hoping that the private sector and public individuals step up and help keep the program going, because even if we never hear from an extraterrestrial civilization, we benefit from the research.
Explain to me noise.
Okay, human-generated noise is a huge problem, even in our business. When you're trying to listen to the radio at night, when the atmospheric conditions change, yes, it's improved receiver technology that will let you hear what's going on a little bit better.
Well, you know, it cost $50 million to build this, and it was built by SETI, S-E-T-I, and whatever that is, it's the and UC Berkeley, with the help of a major donation from Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen.
Yes,
I would think that if people want to keep this thing going, because it, you know, that there's always that chance that
what are they
ET
do with
is
the dishes?
Trying to find us.
What are they going to do with the big dishes? There's how many?
Can we use that as our satellite dish?
Yeah, that
maybe
would be nice.
maybe they're not using. Maybe lease it or something for a couple bucks a year.
But seriously, do you know, Bob?
The telescope array was originally set up as a deep space analysis for basically looking at the universe in the radio spectrum. And part of that is the discovery of new planets, what's going on, the evolution of the stars. And this is something, since our lives depend on a star, that's probably good information to have in hand, unless research, I think, does carry a benefit. Right now, we can't afford it, and that's a regrettable thing.
Okay. All right. But, you know, it's shut down. It was in Shasta County. And Bob is right about one thing. There are people that were making, good salaries based on taxpayers' money to do a number of different things. And, a lot of times, probably a lot of the work they had to do had nothing to do with extraterrestrials.
I want to know if they're going to disassemble the dishes and all the equipment and what they're going to do.
They'll probably just put like micro wrap on it, like you do for old food.
They'll probably
food.
Just mothball the facility.
Yeah, just something like that. Okay. Hey, let's talk about a couple of the things here in the last couple of minutes. It looks like he's going to name President Barack Obama is going to name CIA Director Leon Panetta to replace Defense Secretary Robert Gates and General David Petraeus, now running the war in Afghanistan, is going to take the CIA chief's job in a major shuffle at the nation's top national security leadership. Nobody could say when this was going to happen because they were just leaking this out. He's also going to announce that Lieutenant General John Allen would replace Petraeus as Afghan commander. And diplomat Ryan Crocker will be the next U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. John Allen, if this is the same one I know, if he's a Marine, then I know Lieutenant General John Allen. He's a good guy. It may not be a Marine, maybe somebody from the Army. Anyway, this is a huge change, my friends, because, we're pulling Petraeus out of Afghanistan, who was a savior after McChrystal was fired. And by the way, how come McChrystal was appointed to another job by Obama White House? It's really strange. But then Gates, and it's time for Gates to get along. It's time for him to move. But then Leon Panetta, who has been at the CIA and has been at the center of a few things, to take over as Secretary of Defense. You would think they might want to bring somebody else in for that, but obviously not. Something closer to home. Governor Brown is now banning discretionary travel for California state employees. I think that's a great idea. The moves are part of his proposal to save $413 million in state operations. You know, he's imposed a hiring freeze. He's cut back on the cell phones and vehicles. Now, all out-of-state travel must be approved by the governor's office. And, this is kind of strange. By the governor's office, I would imagine he's got some other bureaucracy in there someplace that's going to – I don't see Jerry sitting there with a red pen going,
Well, speaking of Sacramento, I just have a couple minutes left, but I just want to say that if you're a Sacramento Kings fan, Sacramento has shown the NBA the money. seems that there's been about a $10 million of down payment that was given to try to keep the franchise in Sacramento, to try to give at least one more year to keep the franchise there. Now it's up to the Maloofs. They have the final decision, of course, because they're the owners, whether they're going to move the Sacramento Kings to Anaheim or not. I know a lot of people who are Kings fans are really distraught over the fact that the Kings may leave. And even though it is a distance to drive, there are some huge Kings fans. So that today is obviously just released out of Sacramento. And we'll just keep our eyes on that. By the way, thank you once again for listening to KCNR, 1460 AM on your dial. We have a new board we're so excited about with new sound system and all that stuff we're working through. And, of course, we're always taking your emails. Give us weigh in on some programs or some guests that you possibly would like in the future. And we'll do everything we can to try to accommodate you with authors and special guests. And we also want to thank Sheriff Tom Bosenko for being on today.
That's right. And like we said, Senator LaMalfa on tomorrow and then Congressman Wally Herger on Friday. Next week we're going to be talking with some of the people from the hospitals. Should be interesting. Tomorrow, Thursday, already. How'd that happen?
I know. Tomorrow night on The Spot with Linda Bott.
There you go.
I've got some really great guests. You want to check my Facebook out, and I'll let you see. But fill in today. All the good people are going to be here tomorrow night for my show.
That's right. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama says calls for more proof he was born in the USA took America's eyes off the budget debate this month.
The dominant news story wasn't about these huge monumental choices that we're going to have to make as a nation. It was about my birth certificate.
A longer form of that certificate made public today. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
It's a simple form, just a page, but the White House hopes it finally settles the controversy more than 2 years old. The just-released long-form birth certificate documents the birth of a Barack Hussein Obama on Oahu at 7:24 p.m. August 4th, 1961. The president saying he hopes to finally put this controversy to rest.
I've got better stuff to do. We got big problems to solve. And I'm confident we can solve them, but we're going to have to focus on them.
It was more than just a fringe issue. A recent Fox News poll found nearly a quarter of Americans believe the president was not born in America. The president hopes this will change that. Presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump took credit for convincing the White House to release the document. Ron?
Rival fact.